Two Nathans. It begins with two Nathans. The singer and the student. Nathan Carter and Nathan Walsh. This is a hotel reception area in Westport, County Mayo. Most of the guests are in the bar, dancing to the Sunday night band. But a group of retired women are sitting this one out. They're from the River Chapel Ladies Club in Wexford. There are 36 of them, and they're here on a week-long Golden Years holiday. And it hasn't got off to a good start. They don't like the band's choice of music.
I wouldn't even have that at my funeral.
They want line dancing music.
Wagon wheel.
Nathan's music.
A bit of Nathan Carter to do a bit of line dancing.
The women are in their 60s and up.
At our age, we don't worry about clothes. Once your bum is covered, you're covered.
I don't go out much, but when I do love to dress up.
That's because she's chasing. We're not chasing.
The women are mostly wearing whites, light grey, pale brown or pastels. The odd flash of gold or silver around the neck or through the strap of a handbag. In among the white heads of the River Chapel Ladies Club is a young man with long brown dreadlocks. He's the other Nathan, Nathan Walsh. Occasionally, the women will mention his name. And now and then, you'll hear his voice.
Can you just describe what's going on here?
But not much, because Nathan is here to listen. He's from River Chapel in Wexford too, and he's a radio student who's come to Westport with the women. He's gotten to know some of them over the years, and he wants to record them for a radio documentary while they're on holidays. Now, the temptation when you see any group, all around the same age, is to lump them together. In this case, you might see them as a gaggle of little old ladies in a Mrs. Brown sort of way. But what Nathan records over the week is a variety of individuals who've come together for a holiday. So this is Sunday night, the first night of the week-long holiday in Westport for the River Chapel Ladies Club. They'll complain about the lack of line dancing music in the morning. But in the meantime, they're entertaining themselves in the hotel reception area.
Did he want to be cremated or buried?
First, it's jokes.
Sure, I said, would you make up your mind? Do you want to be cremated before you die or after you die?
This guy went all over Wexford. He was looking for to get a tattoo on his willy.
This is Babs. She's one of the most outgoing here. She's one of those who's organised this whole trip. At the moment, though, she's struggling with a dirty joke.
Oh, no, oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's horrible.
I made the balls of that, didn't I?
That was the punchline.
He wanted $100 tattooed on his willy.
You forgot to tell us that.
Shit, sorry, did not
that's
tell
what
him.
We didn't
Jesus, and I've only had two big hearties.
The River Chapel ladies aren't just entertaining themselves. Another ladies' club is sitting right nearby.
Well, we're actually in a knitting club in Blanchardstown. We're not common like those people, dirty minds. You know, we talk about very holy things.
Both clubs are women only. And there's a comfort in that.
Because with women you can tell dirty jokes, of men you just don't get involved.
Because if you're friendly and telling jokes, they think you're forward. And if you're not, then they think you're odd. Yes. So you can't please them.
No, you don't.
So you just please yourself.
You just saw ladies when there's men there.
Yeah.
And then we just saw trollops when there's just women together because you can tell dirty jokes.
They let themselves go.
Yeah. Do you love me? Really love me? As I love you.
After the jokes, it's songs.
The answer to everything if you do.
But it's not long before the songs give way to serious reminiscences.
Remember when the gas...
They start talking about the difficulties of their mother's lives.
Oh, the gas man's going around today.
Yeah.
Prompted by a story about the gas company man coming to collect the money from a coin-operated meter.
Goes into the scullery and you had a little key, right? And the gas man took out the key and opened the fucking meter and he comes into me, ma, and he says, Mrs, he says, there's nothing in that box.
It's empty.
She said, what? She said,
there's a shock to our system.
She said, what do you mean there's nothing in the box? He said, there's no money in that box. She said, oh, God, she says, my father got a key and opened that box and never told me mother, right?
Yeah.
And off my mother had to go. Listen, now, seriously.
Yeah, oh,
my dad was sitting in the pub, right? And my mother had to go on to a money lender to get money so that that man wouldn't cut off the gas because we were coming in from school.
Yeah, daddy didn't run to the money lender.
My father was sitting in the pub drinking.
Imagine the women of today putting up with that.
Yeah.
To be divorced.
So why do you think the women back then?
Because they knew no better.
They were afraid of their husbands and they got married and they done their duty.
They got married very young too.
They felt that that was part of their duty.
So no matter what,
to be there for their children and look after their children and look after their husbands. My father taught nothing of my mother. He married her and she was there for her to cook his meals, wash, cook and clean and have children every year for him.
You're still the only one I'll ever hold near. And I love you after all these years. I still love you after all these years.
It's now the early hours of Monday morning, time to end the night. And in the way many social nights ended when these women were young, with the national anthem. The women drift off to bed, clusters, couples and individuals.
Is there any widowers around? What's the story?
Don't knock on the door, come in quietly.
Monday morning, and the River Chapel ladies are in various parts of the hotel.
OK, we're going to kick to the side.
Some are in the pool, doing aqua aerobics.
Oh, you know the words! Oh, no!
Then spread them right across your heart, like...
While others are in the reception area doing angel card readings.
So very large cards, and what is on each card?
A message from the angels, yeah.
The River Chapel ladies will be here in Westport from Sunday to Friday, and it's a pretty good deal.
It worked out nearly cheaper to come down here for 5 days than to go somewhere for a night in a hotel in Dublin. We got this for €199 for 5 nights, bed and breakfast and 5 evening meals. For €199.
Okay, folks, my name is Karen, and I'll be here to look after you for the week.
Then there's a meeting where the hotel sets out what's happening for the week.
Okay, so tomorrow we have to.
The activities have been posted, and while the River Chapel ladies are delighted with bingo being on every night, a ladies' club from Dublin are not.
I'm a bit annoyed because none of us like bingo. It's a little pound lady, old lady activity, and none of us would touch it with a barge pole, and I'm annoyed that there seems to be a group of people here that are driving the agenda for the activities, and we're now stuck with 2 nights of bingo, and I don't know anybody, nobody in my circle would dream of going to bingo. You'd run 10 miles from it. It's like the last thing you'd even think about doing. Can't stand it.
Not a bingo fan at all.
Oh God, no. And you see the people who go to bingo. No, are you mad? Absolutely not.
What kind of people go to bingo?
Little old ladies with perms and the blue rinse.
So you don't like little old ladies?
I don't mind little old ladies, but I'm not interested in doing bingo.
Okay, so I'll tell you what, after the meeting...
Babs, the organiser from the River Chapel group, decides to raise the question of the type of music that's on in the bar.
Well, maybe if the line dancing, I will talk to whoever's on the bar and say that to them. Okay. Yeah. Now there'll be different musicians on tonight.
Hello, everyone. Good morning.
After the meeting, a nice young man gets up to talk about aloe vera.
We hand fillet each leaf. I know a lot of people are probably aware of the plant and that and how good it is, but we hand fillet, hand grow, and harvest each leaf.
At the minute, you're here at the top of James Street. Okay, so you go down James Street and go right.
Then it's off around the town.
It was always my favourite.
Yeah. Do you usually pray to her for everything then?
Nathan finds some of the River Chapel ladies in the Catholic Church, which is undergoing renovation.
Everywhere there is.
The women are unsettled by the building work.
As much as I love it, and I love the church is being preserved, there's so much out there that needs to be done with the homeless and all.
You know,
that I feel they should be doing a lot more with that. spending a lot of money there.
Do you think the church should spend money on the homeless rather than...
I think so. Yeah. I really do. I do think so, because you can pray anywhere. And although it is lovely to have these lovely buildings, but there's so much poverty out there on the street, and to see somebody lying in the cold, it's soul destroying.
Where's that hill the barber was going?
Oh, there it is, look.
Then Nathan finds another couple of the River Chapel ladies on the street nearby. It's coming up to Christmas, and several of the women are on the hunt for Hatchimals, the latest toy craze for the grandchildren.
Hatchables. The kids are all going mad for them, and they're €8 each. They're only a little fluffy thing in an egg. And when the egg breaks and they come out, that's all it does. But you can't get them.
Very popular,
are they?
Even the Late Late Show had one. Yeah. And they were trying to grab it.
Yeah. But you know the river you're after crossing?
The tie shop is at the corner.
Yeah, that's there. Yeah.
Again, the conversation drifts back and forth between the serious and light.
A little walk. I don't do anything only where I have to. Don't exert myself. I've done too much all my life.
Yeah.
Between raising my children and two grandchildren I raised.
How many kids did you have?
I had nine.
Nine?
Mm. And I raised two of my grandchildren. And
how come you have to raise the two grandchildren?
Because the both of them, one of them, my son, his wife left him. The other lad, my daughter had him when she was only young, so I raised him. So I had a baby the year after her.
Wow.
Yeah.
A lot on your plate.
So I was a granny.
And a mammy.
And a mammy in the 1 year. Asher, you have to, don't you? You have to keep going.
Keeping going meant not only minding the children, but going out, cleaning offices and houses every day, and then coming home to work as a seamstress at the kitchen table. So hunting down the latest toy craze is approached with the same doggedness.
I remember years ago, for my daughter now that has these children, I remember Cune and Quinsworth at night, for us, they were bringing in some Furbies, remember Furbies?
Furbies, I do, yeah.
Myself and my husband queued to get one for about 2 hours. And I remember queuing for Harry Potter books. You have to do these things, you have to sacrifice for them. But will they remember?
I'm sure they will.
Yeah, they're good, they're very good, so I can't complain.
Finally, to a toy shop and Ireland's most enthusiastic salesman.
Hello. You don't have such a thing as Hatchables.
My friend, you'd want to come here about 3 weeks ago. Are they ordered?
No.
Why not?
Well, you see, it's my daughter. She lives in Spain. She rang me and asked me could I get them here.
Yes,
can't be got anywhere.
No, okay, let me fill you in. We have Hatchables coming to us on allocation, and they should be here this week. But unfortunately,
they're all ordered.
We have 39 orders, and we're only going to get 15 or 16. Well, do you realise that you're in the best town in the country to live, Westport?
Yeah.
Number one. Number two is the best ice cream in the country is in McGreevy's shop in Westport.
Yeah.
And number three, I suppose, if you want the best value and selection of toys, is upstairs here in McGreevy's.
Yeah. You would say that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
The text is slight bias.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. Well, enjoy your few days.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Great.
Bring back good memories and come again soon.
Sweet and savoury, but it's going to be like a little afternoon tea.
Back in the hotel, it's the afternoon and time for another talk.
Now, you might think that's just like sandwiches, but it's going to be something different, OK?
This one is a demo from the hotel chef on how to make nibbles and finger food.
The messy things, OK? Ham and cheese, simple. Apple, plum, tin foil.
All the trees, 33.
33.
Evening time, and time for bingo.
82.
I'm waiting.
Must be coming up to the full house.
Yeah.
All the six is 66. Yeah. Oh.
Even though the River Chapel Ladies Club is from Wexford, most of the members have Dublin accents. That's because they used to holiday in River Chapel with their children.
We grew up in a caravan with no running water. Buy their books, no uniforms, and then whatever money I'd left, spend it.
And then when it came to retirement, they moved there.
But the locals just don't seem to want to connect us, even in the ladies' club, like, you know, you could count on one hand, like, how many locals is there, which is pity, really. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, all the years, the ones from the country always came up to Dublin, didn't they?
The club started up and it's been one of the best things ever.
These are some of the local women who are members of the club, all widows.
I was 29 when I became a widow, so I have three kids and they're gone out of the country, they're in America and that. And I don't need a social life as such, but the ladies' club is great.
And living on your own, what's the hardest thing about it?
Silence in the house, coming into the silence.
When you hear the clock ticking in the kitchen, it just tick, tick, tick.
Well, I never go out, but I leave the radio on.
It's the putting out of the lights and heading up the stairs on your own. It's not that I need somebody to come up the stairs with me, but when some of my children are home, 40 years old, but if they're home, it's so much different in the house. You kind of fly up and go to bed, or you wait for them to come out in, or wait for a call to go and collect them or something. And, you know, that is, there's somebody coming and going. Yeah.
Growing old. What's that like?
I don't believe that I am the age I am. I'm 67. I don't believe I am. And the kids say, "Mom, you're too old to do that," or something.
It's an attitude. You wake up in the morning, today is today and tomorrow is tomorrow. It's an attitude.
And the complaint of many older people nowadays that because of high mortgages, both parents have to work. And grandparents are asked to do a lot of childminding.
Since my husband died, it's been the best thing ever.
Yeah, it's great.
Because I have him coming from school 3 days a week, and then I have my own free days. Whereas if I had 7 days a week for myself, what would I do every day? The questions they'd ask, especially the little one of five, she could come out with anything. She was sitting on my knee one day, and she says, "Nana, there's cracks in your face."
And what about new relationships?
We wouldn't want a fella this time of our lives, would you? She'd only get an old fella in, for God's sake, she'd have to look after him. They'd be looking for another mommy.
That's where you were looking the first time. We'll stay as we are. I was.
In the hotel bar, some of the River Chapel ladies are waiting for the live music to start, to see if the hotel have come up with something more to their liking.
We'll see how the music is. If the music is good, we'll stay. If not, we'll move on.
As it happened, they have. And the floor of the bar was filled with River Chapel ladies line dancing.
And up, leave up the pub now. You missed the banter today. They were all winning it, but you can't be everywhere.
Outside in the reception area, Babs, who worries because she's one of the organisers, says the first full day in Westport has been fine.
Pauline got a lovely cardigan. Bernie went mad, bought two of them. She'd no money, but Imelda lent her one. I said, "Imelda, you shouldn't have lent her the money."
Outside in the smoking area, though, two of the ladies are not happy with the dancing. It's not the music. It's one of their friends who they think made a show of herself.
She was molesting every man that got up on the floor.
But did she not have good dance moves?
Not really, no.
No?
There were yoga moves.
Yoga moves.
Do we like yoga moves?
Yeah. And were the men liking her dancing?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Well, I'll take it she was having a good time anyway.
Oh, yeah, she was enjoying herself. Yeah. No, I do always admit it. I'm an exhibitionist when it comes to dancing. I can't just go out and jiggle from side to side like the other women, you know. I'm throwing myself around the place too. But not to that extent, no. No. And if I'm talking to her tomorrow, I'll say to her, "You'll have to calm down.
And how do you think
the vice squad will be in looking for you?"
And how do you think she'd react?
Oh,
to that,
no, she wouldn't react. She'd hit me.
Good night, all.
Good night, now. See you tomorrow.
Thank you so much, folks.
That's much better than last night. Yeah.
Tuesday. The second full day in Westport. The bus to Knock is waiting outside the hotel.
Morning, campers.
Good morning.
Heidi.
Hi.
Heidi, hi.
Heidi, hi.
Babs, as the group leader, is busy gathering the ladies.
I was told it always rains when you go to Knock. If I'd known that, I wouldn't have gone. But anyway, too much holy water for me.
Our intention is to get mass there at 12, so we should be there with a little bit of time to
Following
spare.
The Wexford ladies around for a week is an interesting way to view a town. They encounter shopkeepers, barmen, hotel staff, tour guides and drivers. It sounds like an ad for Fáilte Ireland, but universally they meet people who are friendly to them and go out of their way to help them feel welcome. The driver of the bus to Knock this morning is a good example.
Just to remind you, my name is Jimmy, so if there's anything that's not to your satisfaction, don't hesitate to remind me. Just to give you an idea of the route we're taking, very shortly we're coming into Castlebar. After that then we take the N5 on as far as Bohola.
Down the bus, Nathan has come across two of the women rooting around for their glasses.
Glasses are on. Would you go into menu? Not menu, no, wait, no, hold on.
They have their heads together, looking at a smartphone.
Oh, share, that's it. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, Facebook, that's it, yeah.
Have you got many friends on Facebook?
I have. I've more than my own children now. My son said to me, Jesus, mother, you've something like 500 followers.
My mind is getting uploaded.
Yeah, yeah. See, do you know what I do? Anyone puts up and I like it.
Yeah.
And they'd be saying to me, you shouldn't be doing that because then they'd befriend you. But I said, I'm just a friendly person.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, here we are at Knock Shrine. If you're looking for mass cars, you get some right here beside us on our right hand side, and then you get some up closer to the church as well. So we'll see you back here about just before 2. And as I always say, say a prayer for those who don't pray as well as you do.
Here's our God coming with power.
Let the heavens rejoice and the earth be glad. Let the sea and all within it thunder praise. Let the land and all it bears rejoice. All the trees...
Now, is this where Our Lady appeared, is it? Is that where you're going?
After Mass in Knock, the River Chapel ladies are gathering around the crib.
If you take a bit of straw from any crib before Christmas or after, you never ever be without
a shilling in
your purse, your wallet, your pocket. And that goes back years, since 18 something. Oh, I'm going back to 54 years ago. I was only 8. My mummy brought me after my communion. So it was a man that was blind, got up and said he could see, and a child in a wheelchair was pushed back down. Because there'd be panic, everybody wanted to tip them because they were cured. And then you'd see it published down in the paper after that. But it was so moving, so bright, it was beautiful.
What indoors is that...
Outside the church, one of the women has lit up a cigarette, and the chat with another woman is comparing Knock to Lourdes.
It was really holy consecrated ground.
Which it should be. We shouldn't be talking or smoking here.
No.
You're very disrespectful.
I know I am. That's I said I was being...
So you're smoking outside the shrine?
Yeah, no, that's here. No, I mean, I'm talking about Lourdes. Okay. No, I have my ashtray, look.
Then Nathan heads into the shops where the River Chapel ladies are looking at the religious curios. Yeah.
I hate that.
Why do you hate that?
I don't like that. Mugs and cups and I just don't like that.
Well, you think it's tacky? Or?
Yeah, I do think it's tacky.
Yeah. Is it a nice statue of Mary for the garden?
Not my garden. No, mine is angels in the garden. If I showed you my purse with that's Father St. Charles from Mount Argus. See? That's St. Christopher to help me when I'm driving.
Yeah.
Because my husband says I can't reverse. And St. Anthony gets me a parking space. Yeah.
No, sorry, Brendan.
Back on the bus, and Babs has an announcement to make.
Girls, it's been a miracle. Or to smoke one less cigarette.
That's a miracle, all
right? But the bus doesn't head straight back to Westport. The women have had enough piety for one day, and Babs has persuaded Jimmy the driver to take a detour to Castlebar for shopping.
Now, we're just coming into Castlebar, so I hope you find everything that you need. Just around us here, you have Shaw's to our right, you have Dunn's and Tesco and Aldi and all those in this area here.
What did you get?
I bought a tea service, the teapot, the sugar bowl, the cream jug.
You can barely fit on the seat there with all the bags.
I know.
Where were you shopping?
In Shaw's. Just take a look at all the bags.
So now we're back on the move again and we're on the final stretch of your journey.
It's the end of the second full day, Tuesday. Two more full days of the holiday to go, and tomorrow, some of the River Chapel ladies will be seeing Jimmy the driver again.
She'll kill me, yeah. Oh, Jimmy, thanks a million. Lovely day.
That's grand.
Thank you so very much. I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, bye-bye. Have a nice evening.
Wednesday, and Jimmy and his bus are back outside the hotel for the day trip to Ackle.
How many?
22.
Including yourself, is it?
Including myself, Jimmy. Jimmy, did you put me bike in? Can't forget mine.
Good morning, folks. Welcome along. We're en route to Ackle Island. En route there, we'll be passing...
Nathan has taken his microphone down the bus, where he finds some of the women singing skipping songs from their childhoods.
Sing somebody under the bed, whoever it may be. You call somebody nervous, I love the company. Mary can't sit on down, everybody bowed. Ooh, diddly, and out goes she. Yeah.
The mountain range is to our right. We can't really see it now, with the mist and fog hanging over it. Those are the Nephin range of mountains. As I say, they're covered over with mist and fog just now, but they're...
You get slapped for talking in the class.
And yet again, the chat veers back and forth between the fun and painful.
And the door opened this morning and the head nun came in. And
Violet starts talking about one day in her old girls' school.
There'd be something wrong if she was coming. And here's three boys, big boys. We must have been about 10 or 11, I'd say. I remember it so well. And with that, our nun, Sister Philomena, who was nice, really, she opened the press. And they'd, rolls and rolls of coloured crepe paper. And they cut off three lengths of paper and wrapped them round the boys like skirts. As true that I may never move from here, put these paper around the boys' trousers, around their... and put them sitting, a boy, a girl, a boy, a girl. We don't know what they did, and we hadn't the gumption to say to them, what did you... To humiliate them.
A sissy. Yeah. With, like a girl, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And one young fella actually broke down and sobbed.
Now you'll notice a little bit of a change in the landscape. So we're heading into bogland or poor quality land.
It's like a John Ford film or a... You know them fellas that make all them lovely Irish films? Oh, beautiful.
You won't see too many cattle, but you will see a lot of sheep.
But when the man goes around with the jar of mint sauce, they all run. The poor old sheep.
Now, this is the spot beside us here where we're stopping for lunch, the Ackle Sound Hotel.
The hotel on Ackle has soup and sandwiches.
Oh, yes!
And pool.
I'm on the reds. Liverpool is up.
Babs has taken on the role of pool coach.
Maury, see that look? See your tongue? Yeah. Amazing. Oh, yes! Right, Maury, let's go. I love a game of pool, but the better I play somehow when I'm drunk. Now I'm going to try and ruffle this gang up.
All right, girls, thank you very much.
Super, thanks a million.
Thank you very much.
One scone.
I paid for you.
Oh, did you?
Colourful ones, kind of spotted ones.
After lunch, it's the local Ackle Aquarium.
Is that a real fish there, look? Oh, it is, yeah, look.
And a chance to touch the exhibits.
And is that a sea urchin in the
corner there? Is that something?
That's a starfish.
Would you like to hold one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're really going to hold it? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. My
God. Put out your hand flat and you can hold them.
What do you call them now?
That's a starfish.
What's a starfish, yeah.
Do they move now when you take them out?
He'll relax on your hand. They don't move that fast.
Ah.
So if you have a look, it's got five arms. So they're their arms.
Yes.
And on the end of their arms, they've got little eyes. That's where their eyes are, so they can see all around themselves. Yes.
One of the women has her own story about exotic aquatic creatures.
We had an aquarium at home a couple of years ago, a lovely
silver
one.
Dollar.
My youngest daughter got one. And my eldest daughter, for her birthday, her friend decided she'd buy her some fish for it to go into the tank. And it was only 2 days later we discovered she had bought piranha fish. They'd eaten every fish in the tank.
Oh, my God.
Oh, they weren't like Nemo now, but they were lovely little fishes, and every fish was gone. The piranha had eaten them all. It couldn't be a fish.
I think it is a fish.
Now we'll head directly back to Westport from here.
Take me home, James. Thank you. Oh, sheep. Look at the black sheep. I've never seen black sheep. Have you, Tina? Have you? I've never seen so many here anyway.
Babs. She's getting as much as she can out of this trip.
Oh, you missed me last night. I had my Mary Quant dress on to my knees and my boots up to here and right up to around my knees. And I was only in the pub, but this fella jumps up and gave me, there's no seats, and I'm looking around, he jumps up and I say, I wasn't planning to sit at the bar with the girls. And then this other fella turns around and bought me three Bacardis, and I'm saying, Jesus, I'm getting worried about wearing these boots. It turned out he knew my best neighbours, Pat and Luke. And did you know my African friends? No. For the few months, Pauline, my friend Pauline Long, was talking to him. And she said, oh, he rang you twice. He thinks he'll go again. Because if he's looking for a one, so he has a shy. I said, I won't be going. Once bitten, twice shy. I'll go and live in sin, but I won't get married. It's like a house. Oh, yeah, it's a garage. Look. Oh, my God. Did you see that? There's some serious houses on the island.
We have five rounds, four questions, one picture round.
Wednesday evening. Not bingo tonight, to the delight of the Dublin Ladies Club, but a table quiz.
Oh, this should be good.
I don't want him to see me face, how stupid I am. Don't let him see me.
Nathan moves around the River Chapel ladies' tables.
What colour are Superman's shorts?
Superman's
what? What colour are Superman's shorts?
It's hard to make out what's going on. They're whispering the answers to each other.
Which Dutch painter cut off his ear?
Safe to say, though, the questions don't suit them.
Number three, 540.
Ah, sure. What did we write? 550.
Number six, Sherpa Tanzing Norcay. Tanzing Norcay will be accepted.
We couldn't smell it.
It doesn't matter about the spelling. Yeah. Tanzing, yes. Yeah. Accepted.
Jenny Roos's is the best I can think of. Jenny Roos's.
It's not him, but yeah.
That's the nearest I can get.
He looks like he's singing though, doesn't he?
He does. That's Anna's Corey. What do you call the other fella, the big fella, called Meatloaf?
No,
I think it's Demi Roos's. I think it's
Demi Roos's. It doesn't look a bit like Demi Roos.
Do you know who sang with Sarah Brightman? I think it might be Demi Roos's.
Who sang with Sarah Brightman?
It's not the River Chapel Ladies' Night. Another club has won the table quiz.
No. Okay, so 37 are the winners. Yeah. So well done.
Bacon, egg, sausage.
Thursday.
And tea.
The last full day of the trip to Westport. The River Chapel ladies are heading back tomorrow morning.
What are your plans for today then?
We're meeting now. We're going on the train up to.
The train
Westport
is a small tourist house. Train that does a circuit of the town. It's the kind of thing children love. But the River Chapel ladies are enjoying it just as well.
I wonder how to go to bed when the train.
Welcome on board the Westport train tour. All children must be sitting in their own seats.
All children in your own
seats.
Bye! 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 Bye
The last time out, did he fall? Where are you placed? What jockey?
While some of the ladies are on the tourist train, one of the group is back in the hotel reception, planning the afternoon in the pub. There's racing on the telly, and Pauline has collected some money to put on the horses.
That leaves me. I have now €40 to spend.
Big responsibility.
Oh, massive. Wonder how much I have in my account. Hold on, Paddy Power. How much have I got in my account? Nothing, have I? No, that's no good. Listen, can I tell you, I'm going to give you, because I'm away on holiday with some friends and I want to just do a bet with you. I'll transfer some money.
Finally, the tourist train gets to the big house, Westport House.
Thank you, Brenda. Have you got your ID? The one with the
photograph. Yeah, they won't let us in. We're too young.
The women have their phones out to take pictures and they're talking to the driver of the train about the view.
Isn't it beautiful?
But the days I come down here and I think, yeah, this is the perfect time for a photograph.
Yeah.
And there's other days I have to apologise because we cannot find Kirkpatrick.
We're so lucky today. Yeah. Have you paid the money?
I'm like Pat Hickey, they don't allow me in tickets. If you talk to Joan inside the door.
There's a lovely chandelier up there as well.
Yeah.
You know what I'm like for chandeliers?
Oh, stop.
If I had a big house, I'd have chandeliers
everywhere. Every room.
Well, I couldn't have one in the apartment, so I put one on my wall. A little one on my wall.
Bedroom and all of that.
Kitchen.
Kitchen, sitting room.
You're like me, like bling.
I
love bling.
I like that.
Hello everybody, you're very, very welcome to Westport House. My name is Catherine and I'm going to be showing you around today. Now today the tour is slightly different.
How are you? Where are you?
We're in Porters.
You're in Porters, are you?
Where are you?
I'm in the lobby. I'm after already backing a horse. See, I didn't know where you were. I'm heading up there now.
Here's the horses.
It's the afternoon and the pub with the racing on the telly. Pauline has the names of the horses the River Chapel ladies have backed.
So we're shouting for number six, preferably.
Here we go. Lady,
come here.
CTD wasn't 4-1, he was fifth.
They didn't take that swing in one.
Children are coming. They're staying in Lucan and Kenna's home now.
So Babs is in the pub too. She's not as cheery as we've heard her throughout the week. Not because they're losing on the horses, no. It's because Christmas is coming up and her children are making plans.
Ken said to me, see, Mum, it'd be nice for us all to have Christmas. And I said, hold on, Ken. Being there and done it, I've done my time. And my poor Mum died on Christmas Day, so it's a hard... Gosh. She's 32 years and it doesn't even seem like it. My goal is to go to the beach every day. And I talk to good man up above and I talk to my mum on the beach. I don't do churches. I hate being closed in and in. Now, I did enjoy Knock, but Christmas Day, I walk the beach and I chat to my mum and the good Lord up there. And I have a little cry on my own. and then I'm grand. So my mum is saying, Babs, carry on, enjoy yourself.
When it's time to leave the pub, the barman comes over to say goodbye to Babs.
I'm hoping I'll be back next year.
Good.
Yes, God bless. That's the second kiss I got in this pub. I might definitely come back. Thank you, Larry. God bless. Nice. See you now. Jeez, I've never had a barber coming over to give me a kiss. I'm getting worried, 60 on, and I'm getting kisses from the barman.
On the way back to the hotel, Babs stops off to buy a bottle at the shop where the toy salesman works. He also sells wine.
South of France, that's the one, 2014. What do you reckon?
Looks nice.
Doesn't that look nice? Look, I'm with the heron. Oh, yes! Look, I'm at the mind after the head chef from us all. Yeah,
very nice. Think?
We're having a big gala dinner tonight.
Do you know what I'd like to give you a spot prize now. A spot prize from the shop, because you've been such a great ladies in Westport. I'll give you something now. Something nice for the other.
So, I'll give you a painting. This painting is worth €75.
So you can raffle this tonight, what do you call it, the other?
Beautiful.
On canvas. Done by one local artist.
Oh, Nathan, I can't believe it.
Okay, this next song is a lovely song. It's a Jammy McAvoy number. It's a song called My Eileen Is Waiting For Me. And if you want to dance or sing along, up to yourself.
The last night of the holiday. Gala night with music and dancing in the hotel function room.
I'm always light-hearted and easy. Not a care in the world if
I can't see it.
But I know.
The first one now.
The River Chapel ladies are raffling spot prizes.
Collect O'Riordan.
Yeah! It was you! That's a beautiful
outfit. I can't believe she was it. And the second one is Tina Fox.
Stop me.
She's messing.
I'm only joking.
She's messing.
She's only joking.
Jeanette O'Brien.
Oh, Jenny!
And I got a moving eye, and that is why she satisfies my soul. Cause I got the one and only walking dog, living dog.
Now, guys, once again, just a big thank you from everyone at the Castle Court Hotel. And thanks very much to the River Chapel Ladies Club for you're all still full of life down there. It's great to see. From County Wexford. All right, thanks very much. You've been great. Thank you.
The night is nearly over and the week is nearly over. And Babs can relax.
We have had 35, and myself, 36 amazing women. Very, very different characters. Very set in the ways. Some very staunch, but not one of them had a complaint. They loved it, they were so happy, and it was just such a pleasure.
The bus back to Wexford leaves tomorrow morning, and there's just one last thing to do before the holiday in Westport is over. In the function room, the River Chapel Ladies Club all get to their feet and sing.
Website is derrickcampbell.ie, and if you have any pictures that you're going to post, tag ourselves in the Castle Court and Derrick Campbell Music. Thank you very much.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.